Welcome, everybody, to episode 22 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Van Praagh. Today, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of awesome stuff coming up. We are at March 6th. There's a lot going on, a lot of cool news to report, a lot of upcoming projects to report. It's going to be a fun episode, so stay tuned, and we'll share it all with you soon. So again, thanks to my buddy Sid Trefiak for this pretty cool intro music, and he did the outro music for us as well. Wanted to do something kind of unique and kind of different. So amongst his many talents, he's a musician in his past life, I guess. So this is pretty cool, and we thank him for it. All right, so welcome, everybody. This is the 22nd episode of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Van Praagh, your friendly neighborhood kinesiologist, your exercise guy, Coach Ryan, that guy you listen to talk on and on and on and on. But we're really excited for this episode because there's a lot of really cool things to report. I guess the first thing we want to touch on is our February cross-country challenge. So across the timeline of February, what we wanted to do was travel roughly 6,500 kilometers as a group. So essentially, we tallied up everybody's collective mileage in terms of exercise. So if they walked or ran or rode a bike or did an elliptical, anything that had mileage, we tallied it up and tried to aim for that 6,500 kilometer mark. Also, people got credit for their just general time of exercise. So in curling, you'd got credit for time. So if you spent 2 hours curling, we'd give you 60 kilometers for that. So again, it wasn't a complete 100% accurate tally of how far we actually went, but it was a pretty cool challenge to get people motivated and get them thinking about, you know, how much they're exercising on a weekly and monthly basis. So I'm very, very happy to announce that we did hit our goal. We got just shy of 6,600 kilometers, actually. So like 6,596 kilometers, I believe it was. So it was really, really awesome. We had lots of contributors, probably just shy of 20 different contributors helping us out throughout that challenge. So I was really excited about that and really thankful for everybody's participation. So kudos to everybody. Stay tuned for more challenges like that as we come up. But what I wanted to touch on today was some cool campaigns that we've just launched here at the CCB Health and Fitness Program. So, you know, we try to spread the message here on the podcast and on our Facebook videos, and on YouTube and Twitter, etc., about, you know, the need for health and fitness, the need to be physically active, but also the psychological side of who you are, self-identity, feeling confident in yourself as a person. And so one of the really exciting things we just launched last week was the I Am More campaign. So hashtag I Am More. So it's hashtag EYEAMMORE. What this means basically is getting people to think about, I am more than my vision impairment. I am more than what society thinks I am as a blind person. And the reason behind this is I certainly believe from my experience and engaging with others that when you believe that you are more than the label of being a blind person, then you believe you're capable of more. You believe that you are an individual with talents and dreams and goals, and you know, you're not just that one blind person that somebody might know. You are a friend, you are a colleague, you are an individual with skills and talents, and you are more. And you know, don't get me wrong, I often say that my vision impairment has actually given me a lot of great opportunities, a lot of great platforms. And so I'm not discounting the fact that being blind hasn't been, in some roundabout way, kind of a blessing to me because it's given me a platform. But my main goal has always been and always will be that I am not the blind guy. Oh yeah, and his name is Ryan. You know, I am Ryan. I am a registered kinesiologist. I'm a husband. I'm an Ironman triathlete. I'm a wannabe funny guy. I'm a goofy looking guy with bad posture. I'm the guy that loves red wine. Oh yeah, and he doesn't really see very well. You know, and that's kind of how I want to be seen, right? And I believe that when I'm encouraged of the fact that I am more than just being a blind person, then I believe that I'm allowed and almost expected to strive for everyday goals and dreams just like everybody else. Yeah, you know, there are things I'm not going to be able to do logistically. Like, I'm not going to be an airline pilot. Not that I wanted to be, but I'm not going to be able to do that, right? That's just not going to happen. But there's a lot of people out there that don't have extreme vision impairment or blindness that can't be airline pilots, right? But, you know, the whole main point there is that I, for the most part, I can strive and aim for the things that I want to aim for in life. And that's what the I Am More campaign is all about, is to get people to start thinking about who they are, and we want to collect those stories. So what we're asking is that people submit their short video stories to us, or it doesn't even have to be a short audio, trying to find the word, a short written script or a short written story about who they are. Write as much as you want. Give us an essay. Like, what is your story? Who are you, right? Okay, we're gonna assume that you're blind or visually impaired. Fantastic. Okay, we've got that in common, but that's pretty much the one thing we've got in common. What we don't have in common is our own individual backgrounds, our own individual goals, our talents, what we feel we are good at, what we feel we want to be better at. And I believe by sharing these stories, one, you don't have to listen to me ramble on with my story as an example. And I've said this a million times. This is not about my story. This is about everybody's story. And the more stories we can share, the more likely it's going to find one that resonates with you. So that's what we're looking to do. So create a fairly short video, because if we want to post those, we can't have massive videos. You know, maybe like a 60-second video about who you are. You know, hi, my name is Bob. I am more. I am more because I am dot, dot, dot. And fill in the blanks. Like, who are you? Also, you can share it on a Word document or just send us an email, and I can pull some of that out. And what I'd love to do is share that on either our Facebook videos, on our group email list, on our YouTube channel, and some of the stories. Certainly, I'd love to share here. The cool thing with the I Am More campaign is when you submit a story, you will be entered into a draw for some pretty cool prizes. And I'm not going to say what the prizes are yet, because I've got a lot of different ideas, but there's some pretty cool options out there for prizes. So submit your stories, be part of the conversation, be part of the inspiration for others, okay? So that is the I Am More campaign. We're going to keep that going till at least June and maybe beyond, because I don't really want to be a limit on how many stories that we get. But we'll push hard in the next little while to gather a lot of stories and tell us why I am more, right? Tell us, you know, your name and I am more, and give us that rundown. So that's one really exciting thing that we just launched last week. And the other exciting thing that we launched in conjunction with the whole idea of engagement, right? So at CCB Health and Fitness, we want to engage, educate, and empower. Through engagement, that is the key, I believe. Again, it's not about me and my story alone. It is about everybody's collective story. So engaging with you, getting your questions, learning about your barriers, finding ways to help you become the healthiest, fittest, happiest person you can, that's our goal. So what we launched last week is the Local Champions Program. And ideally, what that is just essentially creating a really big network. So right now, I do my very best to reach out everywhere I can to assist people in all pockets, in all corners around the country, to help solve their barriers, to problem solve with them on ways to get active, ways to find resources in their community, and just ways to live that healthy, fulfilling life. But I can't be everywhere at once, and I certainly don't know everybody's specific logistical questions, and so we need help with that. And if you are somebody in your community that, you know, is excited about just being active and being healthy. You don't even need any specific background in sports, recreation, fitness, or anything. You just need to be a local champion. You need to be somebody that's willing to go into your local chapter or your network of blind, visually impaired individuals and just you know, get the feel for what's going on there. You know, what activities are you guys doing? What activities do you want to do? What barriers are you guys facing? And then you can present those to me. And conversely, you know, the information can flow the other way where you can let them all know about what the CCB Health and Fitness offers, what initiatives we have going on, what challenges, et cetera. So it's just an information sharing sort of network, and you would be that middleman on the ground, those eyes and ears on the ground, to really help me help lots of people. And the time commitment on that would be pretty small, right? At this point, as we grow the network, what I'm looking to do is have a monthly, or I guess bi-monthly, conference call with all the local champions where we can discuss what's going on with CCB Health and Fitness so you can share that in your community. And then vice versa, you know, you can maybe present a trouble or a barrier or something that's puzzling you in your area to me and to the rest of the champions, and we can sort of help problem solve to give you the best idea of how to solve that particular problem. Like, you know, maybe you don't have a good gym in your area, or the gym that you have is causing you troubles, or, you know, you guys want to find a way to fundraise for a tandem bicycle, but need some ideas for that. So that's the local champion program, which we've launched, and there is certainly no end to that. That's the ongoing creation of this network. And if you wish to be that local champion, really simple. All you got to do is email me or message me. Just submit your email or give me your contact information, and I'm going to put you on our list and just keep you and the rest of the champions informed about what's going on. And the hope is, again, is that we can have some conference calls to sort of collaborate our thoughts. And ultimately, if the program really grows, what I'm going to do is create a bit of a resource that I can hand out to you as well. So we'll get some of the common questions and barriers written down and some potential solutions and get those out to you as well. Much like the last podcast we did on accessible gym or fitness equipment, it's being heavy on the solutions once you've identified the problem. And that's really the key right there in creating the local champions, is really helping you really find the solutions for your particular area. So that's one exciting thing that we've launched last week as well. Another exciting thing, well, it all seems probably not as exciting, is we created a newsletter. So, you know, we try to reach out on all of our platforms, be it Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, our groups.io email list. So again, if you want to be part of that and just want email updates on what's going on or get into email chat, you can subscribe to our groups.io email list and certainly contact me for more information on that. But what I wanted to do is also create a newsletter that you can subscribe to that will go out, well, sporadically, whenever there's sort of big news. And last week we sent a couple of them out because we had big news in terms of our I Am More campaign and our local champions campaign. So the new newsletter is coming out, it comes out sporadically. So if you want to be signed up for that, just let me know and I can add your email to that list. So lots of really awesome stuff going on, lots of great directions that we're headed. And essentially, they're all created around the engage, educate, and empower framework. So it's about finding ways to inspire people, to educate people, to empower them to reach high, to aim big, as that's one of our goals for 2018. And about story sharing and creating that collage. So what I'm also hoping to do, besides sharing some of the I Am More campaign stories on this podcast, is getting back into some more of our interviews. I know you guys like those. We had our first official interview with Mindy, my wife, but also sort of my first sighted guide, technically. And we had some interviews from the curling as well. And we're looking to create some more interviews there as well. And one of the other last sort of projects that we're going to be aiming to do is surrounding the topic of accessible fitness. So my goal is to do a bit more review of the accessible fitness equipment or the fitness equipment that I use as a visually impaired person, and also maybe do some more reviews on any new type of equipment that I will try out and will use, or if there's any other equipment that you guys use and want to help us review or let us try out or give us your take on it, we can certainly interview you. If you are an expert on a piece of adaptive equipment, let us know. We'd love to have you on the program and sort of explain how you use accessible fitness equipment to get the job done. So much stuff going on. It's really exciting times here. And as always, it really relies on you guys engaging with me and helping create that network. Super excited for the direction that we are going. One last thing to check out is we've been extremely fortunate in the recent months to be showcased on AMI, Accessible Media Inc., a handful of times. So in terms of that engagement, in terms of getting our message out, you know, we're using resources that are around us. And one of the big ones is Accessible Media Inc. So back in the fall, they did an interview with me when we launched the CCB Health and Fitness program. They covered the Vision Impaired Curling Championships. And then just yesterday, I was fortunate to do another sort of follow-up interview with them just on the topics that we discussed today. So one of their podcasts is called The Pulse, and that's with Dave Brown. And I really like that particular podcast. I like the direction he's going because they're trying to do things very similar to what we are doing and trying to be progressive and trying to look at new, exciting, topics within the blind, visually impaired community and all the things that affect us. You know, he has me on there talking about health and fitness, but he does a lot of other social topics as well. And it's just a very, I think, progressive new way of thinking in terms of living with vision loss. So I'm about changing the narrative. I'm about changing the narrative from, hey, you know, this is who blind people and visually impaired people are and what they can do. And that's just the way it's always been. And I'm a bit of a, let's turn it on its head. Let's challenge people. Let's challenge the way society thinks about individuals with vision loss. And let's challenge the individual with vision loss themselves to aim bigger, right? To believe that they are capable. And I believe that surrounding yourself with people that push you, and I do that personally, is I surround myself with people that push me. And I'm trying to be that person to push you as well. So I hope you don't mind. And I believe in the potential of all of us, and I believe we all have a great story to share. So share your story with me. Submit your I Am More campaign story or video. Let me know if you want to be a local champion. Even if there's not a chapter in your area, just let me know. You can still be your local champion. Subscribe to our newsletter if you want information on that. Let me know. And as always, you know, the easiest way to get in touch with me is our email, ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. And as always, thank you guys for listening. Share all of our information, share our podcast, share our Facebook page. And thanks again to my buddy Sid for our intro and outro music. Lots of awesome stuff coming down the pipes. Get involved, get inspired. We'll talk to you guys next time.